For me, of course, it is really quite humbling and challenging at the same time that I must take this step of faith to run for the highest office on the land.
You have led this party as the national chairperson, so you are a known commodity. How confident are you that the party grassroots will elect you as its presidential candidate for next year's elections?
I fully understand what goes on in our grassroots, the villages, transcending all the levels of leadership and administration in this country, and definitely have an appeal to the local voter out there. I have got the confidence that having managed to steer the party for 2.5 years now in troubled waters, where we saw at one time a number of our supporters, especially leaders, crossing over and forming different political groups or joining different political groups, but still maintain the stability of this party. I feel that I'm confident enough to be able to live to the expectation of the FDC in not only winning the primaries, but also going on to contest for the highest office in my country.
Now, Patrick, one of your close allies, a former presidential candidate, has said that he is not willing to put himself out there, Dr. Kizza Besigye. So what makes you confident that the elections will be credible, since the reason why he is not contesting, he says, that there will not be any free, fair, or credible elections next year? So why do you think there will be credible elections and you want to put yourself out there?
Putting myself out there does not mean that we expect a credible, free, and fair election. Because all the things that would make this possible still subsist as they used to subsist in the election of 2016. You know, the lack of credibility of the elections still subsists now. For example, the laws have not been amended to cause reforms of our electoral system. We still have the Electoral Commission under the full control of the incumbent, Mr. Museveni. We have got the institutions under capture by the incumbent as well. But be this as it may, we have a responsibility to our country to push for the struggle for the liberation of the country using different fronts.
So what role do you think civil society groups, your party, other opposition parties can play in ensuring that the upcoming elections are transparent?
We expect that civil society should be part of civic education. They should be part of the pressure to come to bear on the dictatorship in Kampala for them to hold credible, free, and fair elections. That said, though, we think that civil society in Uganda is still not up to the task to do that, because the law in the country makes it possible for civil society organizations to be registered by the authorities here, and they too can be registered in the same way by the authorities here in Kampala. And therefore, we think that in a way, civil society is controlled or is influenced by a fear factor that is imposed on them by the regime in Kampala. The laws recently have changed to give more powers to the regime over civil society. And therefore, we think that in whatever they do and whatever they say, they will be considering this particular aspect. Have already pointed out that they are not going to send international observers to observe this election. This makes players other than the NRM, which is in power today, vulnerable. And so we think that although we've been given assurance that the local civil society is going to bear the burden of filling up the gap in observing of this election, We think that, again, if they are able to rise up to the occasion, which, again, we consider is a huge task on their shoulders, and maybe we can get something as a result of their efforts happening different from what it used to in the past elections.